I think we have to separate out two things. First of all, in the event of a Brexit, we would be faced with a very, very dramatic change in political and economic circumstances for the entire island. And in that event, there will be a need for a complete re-examination of exactly where we're at and the direction of travel, both for the north, for the 26 counties, in terms of our relationships with the British state. And that will unpack in terms of political issues, economic, in terms of exports, in relation to our trade relationships. It would have very, very dramatic consequences indeed. I think that we're looking at a situation in the event of a Brexit where it would be effectively a situation of all bets are off. Now, in context with that level of political and economic change and circumstances, I think we need to reevaluate then exactly where that leaves us. And I don't think that any citizen in the north of Ireland should be have their economic and their social future held hostage to the little Englander mentality of a section of the electorate in the southeast of England who could in fact then make a decision that they are taking all of us out of the European Union
Okay.
against the wishes of people in the north of Ireland